Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Yeah, you know everything, man.
Yeah, it is. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore, though. But everything's great. Yeah, it's been pretty busy, but in a good way. I obviously had a baby girl in July, so been staying at home with her the last couple of months, watching her while the wife's at work. So yeah. It's been awesome. It's been great because these moments you kind of don't get back. They're only that age once.
Absolutely. I had the same opportunity to spend some time with my youngest when she was a certain age. And you're right. You never get those moments back. And I wish I could be back there now.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's such a good girl. Like she's an easy baby to watch. So
wonderful.
Not pulling my hair out just yet.
Yeah, but then you write a song called My Soul and My Sanity, so you need to explain where that comes from.
The ironic part about this, we wrote it before I found out my wife was pregnant, but it was just one of those songs that we wrote. You know, obviously it's about meeting the one that's just good for your soul and your sanity, but the irony of it all is it's kind of like a dual story now for me because obviously I've got married a couple of years ago. Now I have this little baby girl who's good for my soul and my sanity. So it's kind of a song for both of them now.
So how does it change, Ryan? I mean, now seeing both sides of that fence, how do you see yourself as changed?
Oh, it definitely changes you for sure. One, it humbles you. Once you have to change a couple hundred of diapers, that's a huge humbling experience. I think it's softened me a lot in a good way. And it's just like I said, those moments you never get back. And once you see that baby, it's just you can just tell your life's going to be a little different.
It really gives you a sense that inspiration can come from many, many places, right? You're pulling from different spots now.
Absolutely. And the great thing about that song is Soul of My Sanity. It doesn't have to be about a relationship or one in your life. There's just so much out there that's good for your soul and your sanity. And I'm a big believer that, if there's something you're passionate about or something that you enjoy doing that's good for you, then keep doing it and do it the best of your ability.
How does release date feel to you? Is it a special kind of day? Is it a nervous time for you?
Yeah, it's honestly like I've had it so many times now that it just kind of feels like a normal day. It's just there's a lot more going on. But yeah, it can be nerve-wracking because you obviously want the song to do well. And you want people to, you're hoping that people kind of are loving the song. And but other than that, it's a very typical day for me.
How's everything at Slate Music? How's people in the camp? Everybody good?
Everybody's doing great. Actually, Jim Witter was one of the writers on Soul of My Sanity. And their in-house producer, Andrew Martino, was the producer on it. So I get to see them a lot. I get to write with them a lot. And everybody's doing great there.
Yeah, co-writes are really kind of in your wheelhouse, are they not? You really collaborate well.
Yeah, because I think they're super important because, the one thing you kind of pick off everybody's strong suits. And, like, I'm a melody guy. I find melodies come a little easier to me, but, like, lyrics don't. Mm. So when you get in a room with such a great lyricist and, like, Jim Witter, he's a magician when it comes to lyrics. You get in a room with those guys, it just makes things so much easier.
Are you busy? Are you planning the next few steps here with the new release? Or are you going to kind of take it slow and easy? What's the process?
We're taking it one step at a time. Hopefully we get some shows booked for summer dates. It's looking promising right now. Nothing set in stone, but hopefully that gets rolling. And yeah, just taking it song at a time, essentially, and just kind of getting back feet back on the ground there.
Well, it's the brand new Ryan Langdon. We love it. We love it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We were trying something a little different. The producer, Marty, he was a drummer for Down with Webster. So it's kind of like in his world, the production of the song.
Yeah.
So he was kind of getting on me for a couple months prior to writing it. I feel like, we have a hip hop influenced track. Your voice would sound really cool with it. So we kind of, I said, okay, let's do it. And we wrote it and it worked out great.
Well, that plays in well with the evolution of country with Beyonce now being on the radio.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
And that's the one thing. It's an adapt. You got to adapt in this business. And obviously it's just one song. So it's not like my permanent sound forever, but I think it's always good to kind of show a little versatility in what you can do.
Well, the catalog is certainly building for you. We're loving the every song you've got, and more and more to come.
I appreciate that, Rob. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this summer. Hopefully it's a busy one for me.
I appreciate your time, sir. I know you're busy, so get back at it, and we'll look forward to spinning the tune and seeing more of Ryan Langdon.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.